Okay, David, we're ready for you to move on.
Okay, hearing none, then we'll move on and we'll go to our next item of business, call to the public. Anyone out there on call to the public? Hearing none, we'll move into our next item of business and we'll go into discussion of possible approval. I'm sorry, with somebody chiming in? Okay, we will move into this third item, discussion and possible approval of the SECO Region 2026-2030 Transportation Improvement Plan. Chris, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is time sensitive. We have to have the TIP to ADOT by July 1st. We have a 45 public comment window that that we have to adhere to. So looking at our schedules, this is our only opportunity to prove it to meet those two requirements. In drafting the 26 TIP, I took a few actions. All 25 projects that are on the TIP that were expected to obligate this year have been removed or have been moved to the obligated section of the TIP. All ADOT transit awards from the previous, from FY25 have been removed from the TIP. And then the last issue we have is we have to have a fiscally constrained TIP. That means the amount of available funds have to match or exceed what we have in projects. And right now we have $1.8 million in projects on our TIP. We have $2.2 million in available funds. So the TIP is fiscally constrained. And I'm looking for a motion to recommend approval to the executive committee from the administrative committee.
So moved, Derek Prepeer, Greenlee County.
Roger, Paul Bernardo, of those.
You're on the executive, Mayor. We need somebody from the administrative.
I thought that's what he said, executive, sorry.
This is Dan Coxford. I'll second it.
Okay, motion has been made and second. Is there any further discussion? Fair none, I call for vote. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Remember, it's just the administrative committee voting right now.
Yes.
We just need a...
Any more eyes on the motion?
Maybe we can identify ourselves. This is Derek Rapier on the Administrative Committee. I vote in favor of the motion.
Thank you, Derek. Jesus. Jesus. And then...
Oh, I'm okay. I'm in the middle of a meeting, but I've got it muted now, so I think I'm okay.
From the administrative, would you please say your name and give us your vote, please?
Dan Coxford, vote aye.
As soon as I'm dead, aye.
Okay.
And Derek said aye a few minutes earlier, Mr. Chair. We had a vote on that unanimous.
Okay. Motion carried. All right. We'll move into our next item of business, discussion and possible approval. I'm getting ahead of myself. We need the executive committee to vote now. You have my vote, aye.
Mayor Maldonado, aye.
Arnold Lopez, aye.
We have.
I believe that's all that's here from the executive.
Yes, we have a unanimous vote, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Ayes have it, so ordered. Okay, now we will move into our next item of business, discussion and possible approval of SECO annual work program and budget fiscal year 26-27.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Again, this is time sensitive. We have to deliver it to ADOT by May 1st. It is our primary funding mechanism for our transportation program. We get about $170,000 annually from this work program. There was very few changes from the previous years. The only changes occurred in Work Element 2, where we have to coordinate with our local agency, certified public mileage, and we have to make sure it's uploaded into the ArcGIS system. Not much of a change from previous years, but it has. We've always participated and helped coordinate it. It just added an extra layer, which is checking it in the GIS system, ADOT's GIS system. And then our model inventory of roadway elements, this is just a coordination requirement. ADOT used to just collect this information on major collectors and above. Now local and minor roadways are also included in this. It's a part of the statewide and the nationwide safety analysis. So that's why local and minor collectors are included. There was no other changes to our work program from the previous 2 year cycle, and our budget has not changed. It's still $170,000 in available funds. Looking for a motion from the administrative committee to recommend approval of the annual work program and budget to the executive committee.
And please state your name and your vote, please.
From the Honorable Lopez.
I move to recommend approval of the FY 2026-27 annual work program and budget to the executive committee.
Thank you, sir.
Jesus Valdez, second.
Motion has been made and second. All in favor signify by saying aye. Please state your name and give us your vote. Derek Rupier, aye.
Jesus Valdez, aye.
Dan Coxworth, aye.
We have a unanimous vote, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Ayes have it, so ordered. Now I need a motion from the executive committee.
This is Arnold Lopez. I move that we accept and we approve the Segal annual work program and budget FY 2026-27.
Mayor Maldonado, second.
Okay, motion has been made and second. All in favor signify by saying aye. This is the chairman saying aye.
Mayor Maldonado,
Arnold Lopez,
aye.
Arnold Lopez saying aye.
Okay, this passes unanimously. I have it, so ordered. Okay, if there's not any further business, which there isn't, thank you, Chris, for putting this on. Thank you, folks, for chiming in and getting this taken care of. And this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank all of you that called in today. It's greatly appreciated.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.